Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today's topic? Something we all crave but sometimes struggle with, building resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly being tossed around by emotions like a rag doll in a hurricane? You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you just want to crumble under the pressure? Well, my friends, guess what? That's where emotional awareness comes in. It's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and ultimately using them as fuel to become stronger, more resilient individuals. Think of it like this. Emotions are powerful forces, but they can be harnessed and directed just like a mighty river. Now, let me give you 5 key takeaways that will help you build that emotional resilience fortress. 1. Recognize your emotional landscape. This is about getting to know yourself, your triggers, your patterns, the whole shebang. Pay attention to those physical sensations that accompany different emotions, that knot in your stomach when you're anxious, the tightness in your chest when you feel overwhelmed, the warmth of joy when things are going well. The more aware you are of these signals, the better equipped you'll be to navigate them effectively. 2. Ditch the judgment. Listen, it's okay to feel what you feel. There's no shame in experiencing sadness, anger, frustration. Those are all natural human emotions. But here's the kicker. When we judge ourselves for feeling these things, we create more emotional turmoil. It's like trying to fight a wave head-on, only makes things worse. Instead, practice self-compassion. Say to yourself, this is a tough moment, but I'm allowed to feel it. 3. Embrace mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. When we're consumed by thoughts of the past or worries about the future, we lose touch with the here and now, which is where true resilience resides. 4. Reframe your perspective. This one's a game changer. Instead of seeing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, try reframing them as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every setback, every bump in the road, is a chance to learn something new, to build your capacity to handle adversity. 5. Cultivate strong connections. Humans are social creatures. We need each other. Having a strong support system, friends, family, mentors, can make a world of difference when things get tough. Don't be afraid to reach out, to share your struggles, and to lean on those who care about you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who just received some devastating news. Her biggest investor pulled out, leaving her dream venture in jeopardy. She could easily spiral into despair, convinced it's all over. But Sarah remembers what we've talked about today. She acknowledges the pain, but she doesn't let it define her. She practices mindfulness, reminding herself to stay present and focused. She reframes the situation as a learning opportunity, seeing it as a chance to pivot and find new solutions. And most importantly, she reaches out to her network, mentors, friends, fellow entrepreneurs who have faced similar challenges for support and guidance. Sarah's story isn't just about business, it's about resilience in action. By building emotional awareness, she's able to navigate this tough situation with grace, strength, and a renewed sense of purpose. And that, my friends, is the power of emotional awareness. It's not about avoiding the storm. It's about learning to weather it with courage, wisdom, and a whole lot of heart. So take these takeaways, implement them in your own lives, and watch as you become more resilient, more adaptable, and ultimately more empowered individuals. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate emotional awareness? Share your thoughts, stories, and questions in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay tuned for more insightful episodes on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, where we explore the tools and strategies to unlock your full potential. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.